Please be aware, the following material may not be suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion advised.
You. Yes, you there. Come, sit. Have a listen. You hear that? Those same winds blew 1,000 years ago, ancient and mysterious as these desert sands. Wait, we can't start this way. Tea. We need tea. Ah, that's better, isn't it? You look like you've traveled a long way and have longer still to go. So, you're in need of a good story. The question is, what kind of story do you need? Let me get a good look at you. I can always tell from the eyes. Yes, the eyes speak more than the mouth. It's true, and yours have lots to say. So then, let's see. Ah, yes. I am just the one. Have you ever heard of the Merchant of Dawn? It was a night not unlike this one, where a woman with skin the color of midnight snatched the stars from the sky and forced the dawn to heal.
Sunrise in the desert, like a peek into heaven. Almost there, Juniper. You're doing great, girl. All we have to do is find the mystic, then we'll be one step closer to finding those dice. That's right, another treasure to add to our collection.
Hello there.
Whoa, girl.
Can I interest you in some fine crystal?
Fine crystal?
I mean you no harm. Just thought you might be interested in some rare glassworks. This isn't just any crystal. It has magical properties. It was forged in the place where all things come from. A place devoid of time. A place without convention.
And where is that?
The sun.
The sun? You expect me to believe this crystal comes from the sun?
Sought after by those of us who listen to the wind, those who read the signs, and those who sing the songs.
Give it here. Huh. I'm impressed.
I'm but an honest salesman.
I'll take 3. How much?
What are you willing to part with?
I have a pheasant I can trade you, and a bag of cinnamon.
Throw in that knife, and we have a deal.
Not this knife, but I'll give you this one.
Beautiful steel, and sharp, too. We have a deal. Tell me. What do they call you?
Azima. And you?
I am the one they call Darius. And what is it that you seek, Azima?
What makes you think I'm seeking something?
All those who wander the deserts are seeking something.
A treasure. Something lost.
Well, have a drink with me before you go.
What is it?
Mead. It is known as the nectar of the sun or the honey of the gods.
It's delicious. I've never tasted anything like it.
Made even better by my crystal.
You're right, girl. Time to get going. Thank you for the mead.
I wish you good fortune on your journey. May you find what was once lost. Another piece to add to your collection.
Azima had no idea at the time, but the crystal seller had blessed her. She left there feeling lighter and freer, with the taste of the sun on her tongue.
Juniper, there it is, the resort. We made it. Let's hope we didn't come all this way for nothing. Great, of course there's a guard. Let's see how much he tries to scam out of us.
Stop right there. State your business.
I'm here to see the Mystic.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. No one's seen the Mystic in months.
Well, I have a way of finding things that need finding.
Well, what are you willing to lose in order to find the Mystic?
A piece of the sun. Plucked straight from the center.
Let me see that. Alright. Nice enough. Go ahead.
If by chance the Mystic was still here, where might I find them?
If I were you, I'd start at the beginning.
Thank you. Come on, Juniper.
Once inside the Great Desert Resort, Azima and Juniper were overwhelmed by the enchanting spirit of the bazaar. Shopkeepers and traders sang the song of commerce, and it mixed together with the music of the musicians and the opera of the animals.
A glorious market, but we can't stay. Come on, girl, this way. Don't worry, I promise it'll be worth it when we find the Mystic.
This might be harder than I thought. It's been hours and we haven't seen any sign of the Mystic. Can't believe it's already night. Don't give me that look. You already had 3 apples. Fine, here. I could really go for some of Darius's mead right now. Juniper, did you see that? The woman in the cloak over there. She's coming this way. Come on, girl. Let's see what she wants.
You are the one who seeks that which is lost.
I'm looking for the Mystic. Stay here, Juniper. I'll be back.
What is it that you seek with the Mystic?
I need their help to find a treasure.
And what treasure is that?
Those who hunt for treasure know that for every prize there comes a moment in the hunt where the seeker must decide whether to divulge their interests. For Azima, that time was now. She did not know whether this woman would be her ruin or her salvation. but she decided to take a leap of faith.
The treasure was lost long ago. Those who live in the desert sing songs of its magic. To some, it's known as Heaven's Bones. To others, the Breath of God.
The magic dice. If thrice thrown by thine own hand, the universe comes under thy command.
Can you help me?
And what would you do with this treasure if you found it?
Add it to my collection. I have no desire to command the cosmos, only to ride with the dawn each day and harness the moon each night.
And so you shall, Azima.
Just then, the figure removed her hood, and Azima realized who she had been speaking to. She had deep purple hair, the color of nightfall, and her face was covered in tattoos.
It's you. You're the mystic.
Open it.
There's nothing in here, just a scroll.
Read it.
Here lie the magic dice, say a prayer and throw them thrice. Careful not to lose thyself, a soul is thy greatest wealth. The dice! How did you find them?
It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that you have them now. Take good care of them.
What do you want for them?
Your word.
My word?
Words have power, you know. Give me the dawn, and I shall give you everything.
What?
Didn't you wonder how you found me when no one else could? Their eyes are open, but they do not see. These days, I live by night. Sunrise hasn't graced my eyes in some time now. Describe one to me. Today's, perhaps.
I'm in the desert. Stars are still visible through brief stretches of heaven. The moon is waning in the distance. Little by little, fragments of light begin to comb the sky. Slices of purple cut through and slowly transition to sapphire. Then shades of pink transform into orange and materialize on the horizon. And finally that gorgeous everlasting white gold emerges from the depths of the mountains, illuminating the valley and igniting everything in its path.
Go, Azima. Take the breath of God and ride with the dawn on the backs of the stars.
I say this to you, dear traveler. What is it that you seek? What are you willing to lose to find it?
This episode of Don't Write Me Off, entitled The Merchant of Dawn, stars Ace Brown as Azima, Jai Prishkulnik as the Mystic, Uzo Chijoke as Darius, Zach Freeman as the Guard, and Marcus Lamar Carruthers as the Narrator. The Merchant of Dawn is a Lucky Broadcasting production written by Amber Oke, directed by Cole Gosley, with editing and sound design by Chase Anderson. A Lucky Broadcasting production.